We're with the Gretland Gold team here. We've got Paul Johnson on one continent, and we've got Gervais Hedley in Australia. Good afternoon, guys. Gervais, are you okay?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, good evening. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting interview for you two guys. Gervais, just to start off with you were appointed as a non-executive director last week. Can you enlighten us on that a bit, please?
Absolutely. Last time I was in London, Paul, mentioned that he was doing a lot of things, and obviously they're very busy at Metal Tiger, and one of the companies that he's very passionate about is Gatlin Gold. And after we had talked about various things, he wondered whether I would have any interest in getting involved, and I said, look, absolutely, because I think there's an opportunity to build a very valuable company here.
Okay, just you've got quite an interesting background. Could you explain that to the listeners, please, Gervais?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. So I basically spent over 15 years in the global asset management industry. So I trained as an equity analyst, so somebody who, in essence, values companies and publicly traded companies in particular, and spent about 10 years, first as an analyst and then as a fund manager there, some of the time at Merrill Lynch there in London. And then I returned to Australia and worked with Macquarie Bank for about 6 years, running various parts of their funds management business here in Australia.
Okay, Paul, sorry to leave you out the conversation. What attracted you to Gretlin Gold and Metal Tiger?
Oh, well, I'm afraid we are just looking for major profit with all of these investments that we take. And we've invested in probably getting on for 10 or so companies in the last year or so. And recently we increased the rate and pace of our investments because we think it's pretty much at or near the bottom and we're in the recovery phase. Now, Greatland is slightly different because we actually decided that two of us would go on the board of Greatland Gold, and that's Alex Borelli and myself from Metal Tiger, because we saw it as a very clean operating shell, if that's the right terminology, with some interesting projects in the company already, and also with the potential for new opportunities to be brought in to further increase the value. It has suffered over the last few years, perhaps with lack of financing. And also, it hasn't perhaps been the best communicator in the market. So we felt that if we gave some sensible finance to the company, which has now happened, and it has the thick end of £1 million cash at bank, no debt, and we undertook a proper review of the existing projects and started to get things going, and then brought in other opportunities too, we thought we could have a very valuable company on our hands, and we could make a significant return for the Metal Tiger shareholders in the process. So we're pretty much on that pathway, to be honest, and making progress by the day. Now, with Gervais coming on board, we have an even stronger management team than before. He comes with a great reputation, a great degree of gravitas, and as I've seen already, a really incisive, thoughtful, ponderous approach to business management, which is what the shareholders need.
I see that, Gervais. I see you'll be coming to the UK on the 21st of June.
Yes, that's right, Alex. We've got a combined presentation being hosted by the Mining Maven on the Tuesday, the 21st. That's a combined presentation with Metal Tiger, Gatlin Gold, and Red Rocks. So it should be a good night for people to come along and learn more about what's going on.
Yep, I see, and also we can't forget about Andrew Bell. He's on the board as well, so hence the presence.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Andrew's a key part of both Greatland and Red Rock.
Yeah, definitely. It's an when just to go back to you, Paul. The thing the shareholders seem to be talking about is Bromis, the nickel play, or am I looking in the wrong direction?
No, you're looking in the right direction. The obviously, we've got to come back to market with updates across the board in due course when we get through the strategic review. That includes existing projects and also any new potential opportunities. Now, with regard to Bromis, it's quite a unique project. Again, starved of capital over the years, but it doesn't mean it's not a great opportunity. I would encourage people to look on the Greatland website and look at recent announcements. The work that's been done in preparatory work for this opportunity is quite intensive. And it also leads people, if you read the material, down a very simple path. They've done large amounts of surface-based work. People should have a look at the soil samples that they've undertaken. People should have a look at the various validation work that's been done at surface. They haven't drilled it. And that's what is about to happen. And we've now just had the approvals in from the native title parties. So final approvals in place, able to get ahead and start drilling four holes into four targets. The targets look extremely interesting. If it comes off, it could be a cracker, but it might not come off. And that's the issue. This is risky exploration. This is what happens in our world. If you get a little bit of money, you have to lay it on the line. But if it works, then we have a tremendous opportunity ahead of us.
So you basically answered...
And I think just to...
Yeah, sorry, Jubea. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and just to add to Paul's comments, I mean, they did an electromagnetic survey over the area and four targets there came up. But one, the target number one really stands out like a sore thumb. And I think even the third parties that did the... You know, the survey work for them said, "Wow, you know, that's a good looking target." So it's definitely something that you have to, you know, follow up. That, you know, the risk there is definitely worth the reward.
And you're fully funded as well, Javis. Yeah, the company's funded to go forward.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, as Paul said, there's close to £1 million on the balance sheet at the moment, and you know, obviously the company also has. To the capital markets at the moment. So, you know, we don't want to be reckless in the way that we spend shareholders' money, but obviously, you know, we do want to advance the various exploration projects that are currently afoot and then also some of these new opportunities that are, you know, presenting themselves.
So obviously, you've got your hands full as a company at the moment, but would you consider a new asset at this time, or can you not comment, guys?
Well, look, we definitely consider new assets at the moment. You know, I think the whole sector, you know, if you take a big picture, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we believe that commodities are near the low and there's a lot of cheap exploration and development assets that are available at the moment in Australia and elsewhere. And, you know, so we're definitely, you know, open to ideas there.
Definitely. Paul, do you have any thoughts on that, please?
Yeah, firstly, just to go back a step, I would say that if you look at the cash at bank and you look at the expense of, say, a program such as Bromis, it's not consuming a significant proportion of the company's resources, and each of our individual activities going forward will not put the company at risk. They will all be a modest proportion of the existing cash resources. With regard to new opportunities, there are plenty of new opportunities, and we're looking at a variety of different things. But we have to be absolutely certain here that when we bring in any new opportunity, it has to have a big impact on the company, and shareholders have to be impressed. So rest assured, we won't be bringing in any journeyman assets. We're going to be bringing in, if anything at all, something that will make people sit up and take notice.
Just by the way, that's great stuff. And on a final note, just for each one of you, Javis, what would you say to current shareholders or future investors, what would you say to them in the short to medium time for Greatland Gold?
Well, look, in the short to medium term, you know, clearly the onus is on us as a management team to, you know, to advance the projects and you know, move forward on executing on new opportunities. So, you know, expect to see hopefully a lot of news flow over the next, you know, few months.
Okay, Paul?
Yeah, that's the key, is active news flow that will make people continually look at the stock, have it on their monitor and invest in the shares. So we will be communicating widely on a regular and frequent basis, and hopefully people will start to have renewed confidence in this company, take a position, sit, wait, and watch what happens.
Sounds very exciting. By the way, gentlemen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to LSE Share Talk today. It is much appreciated, because I know you are both on different continents and different time zones.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much.
No, thanks very much, guys. Thank you.